Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, talking Indianola boys cross country with head coach Kevin Barnes. And coach, we've talked about it over the last couple of years, but I think the team can no longer have the young moniker anymore. These a lot of standout athletes are growing up and I think can officially be called upperclassmen at this point, right?
No, you're exactly right. We've got 2 years of experience for our juniors, and even our seasoned sophomores who are on varsity feel older than they are. That being said, I think we're going to be talking next year, a year from now. I'm going to have the whole crew back one more time. So it's an exciting time for us, just having some experienced guys that are good athletes, and now they get 2 years of kind of being, you know, that upperclassman. And maybe not so intimidated or, inexperienced out there running.
When you take a look at their work in the off season, knowing that they've had a lot of that junior class we'll just focus on right now, because a lot of them have been on varsity for a couple of years now, and you know what is expected of them, and not to discount anybody else, but those guys have the most experience coming back and are expected to be the standout guys. Did you notice a change in their off-season workouts?
I think just a level up from the juniors. Reed Robbins is, you know, he's a returning state qualifier and our two-time MVP, and Kiefer Barnes, of course. Those two guys are our captains, and they've been dialed in the whole time. So it's something that's contagious then, because the other athletes follow their lead. And so, yeah, Paxton Bloom's a third guy that's been on the varsity there for 2 years. And, I mean, it's the right group to have leading. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I think that's been the theme, is growing and having fun over the program over the last couple of years, and, you know, starting to see that success as well. A couple standouts from last year, little Hawkeye Conference, getting that in, and then at Wartburg, I believe it was. Great competition, but also starting to see creeping further and further up a lot of those leaderboards.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's really, we'll still have some learning curve stuff as they become now the leaders of a race, or the, you know, the experienced ones, for lack of a better way of saying it. I mean, they're going to have to feel their way through that, but they are 100% ready. They feed off each other. The workouts every day, they're all best friends, so it's just an easy group to coach, and they're dialed in. And so then, again, the sophomores who are on the varsity feel older than they are, and then we have a standout freshman that's moved in to our district, and he'll be one of the best freshmen in the state. So his name's Jake Rubidoux.
Well, talk about the advantages of having a pack like that, with guys who are pretty comparable, guys who, you know, challenge each other every day in practice, and then in competitions, kind of whoever's having the best day gets a chance to lead the pack, and it's up to the other guys to follow him and get a good showing for the team score.
Yeah, absolutely. You're correct on all points there. And the nice thing is, without a designated number one guy, at least right now, I mean, Reed Robbins is right there, Kiefer's right there. If someone's having an off day, it's not a huge drop, because we can just cycle in, you know, this other guy who's really at the same level gonna be our number one runner on that day. But to your point, we had a good practice yesterday, and I'm watching a lot of watching now, not as much running, and I counted down to 11 deep that I was really impressed with. And of course you only need 5 to score. So I talked to Coach Garrels, and it's always a nice thing when we run a 9-10 or a JV race and they're competitive, because other teams see that, and those guys are going to be competitive, and they may not get onto our varsity spot, but it's because our varsity then is also very competitive.
I talked about this a little bit with Coach Singleton on the girls' side, but there's been a shift over the last couple of years to, I think, the bigger meets, the 10-plus, 15-plus type meets, rather than the 3 or 4 team meets. Can you talk about that aspect of things? I know that there's still, like Urbandale, just a 4-team meet, but a lot of the other ones for Indianola are very crowded.
Yeah. So maybe just starting with an Urbandale meet for us, that'll kind of be our first go of full varsity. I don't think we'll probably run full squad at DCG. And so I like that, knowing that you've got a good Dowling team will be there, a good Urbandale team will be there, and whoever else they've added. And so the field size is still decent because you got a lot of kids on those other two teams. But yes, you try and focus then on what you talked about, the bigger meets, a Wartburg last year with weather. I mean, they had that thing up to 50 teams, I think. It was huge. I don't know if we need them that big. That's more of like an experience. Heartland's another one like that, where you're going to have really good teams from multiple states, and you could have 25, 30, 35 teams. All of those are what I categorize as experience more based. Because when it comes down to it, we're probably going to see 15 teams at state. You know, you're going to see 10 teams at district. You're going to see however many teams are in our conference. I mean, so those types or sizes of meets would definitely be my focus area over the big giant experience meets.
Well, let's talk early season goals with, I think, a little bit more higher goals this year with just the amount of returners and the amount of experience you have coming back. But as we've always talked about, it's a ramp up to the end. The beginning doesn't necessarily have to have the best times. It just has to have the best foundation you can have, right?
Yeah. And our foundation is super firm right now. I know the guys have big goals. Our conference is really tough. I mean, we could end up third or fourth in our conference and be a top 10 team at state. Pella's good. DCG's good. Norwalk's good. Boom, boom, boom. So, yeah, I know the idea of putting it on paper saying we'd like to win Little Hawkeye. We've talked about it, but we can't discredit the teams that are coming back and the runners that are coming back from those teams. You know, have we improved? Are we at a point where we can challenge them? I can't wait to see. But by the end of the year, yes, I think for sure we want to be a top 10 team at the state meet and 4A because, again, all of them are going to come back next year again. They'll be back for another year.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it. And best of luck to the start of the season.
Thank you.
We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.